The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, Rams fans? Welcome into Rams Showcase. My name is Sheriff Joe Bags. Tonight's Rams Showcase, we begin Season 8, but I will tell you there are some changes coming. Plus, we'll take a peek at the Rams coaching staff and some updates there. And later, can the Rams save some cap space by cutting some big names? Well, we'll take a peek at that as well. Before we get started, did want to let you know that you can follow Rams Showcase just about everywhere, at Rams Showcase, and also myself at Sheriff Joe Bags, just about everywhere. So the biggest update that, of course, I need to let you in on is the fact that Rams Showcase, moving forward, the podcast version of this is going to be an audio-only podcast. The YouTube channel will still stick around, but what I'm going to go ahead and do with that is I'm going to kind of change the entire format of that. So you're not going to get a visual version of the audio podcast with edits and lower thirds and graphics on screen, any of that stuff. But I will tell you that that entire structure will remain the same moving forward. It will only be in audio form. What I'm looking at for the YouTube version of this, the visual aspect of Rams Showcase, is going to be a lot more subtle, a lot more turned down in a sense. And really what I'm looking at starting to make again is the game trailers that I've missed making dearly. And I think that the time of taking away the time of editing together the full version of the podcast, I think that'll allow me that time. There's a lot of different aspects of Rams Showcase that I've grown very fond of. And the game previews, all that stuff, is something that I absolutely love. So that, of course, will continue. Again, that's just going to be in audio form only. So we're looking at really kind of stripping down Rams Showcase and kind of just changing things up a little bit and keeping the excitement level alive. And I will say for the YouTube channel as well, it's possible that I pop in for some different single topics on that platform. Maybe if it's not worthy of a full podcast, then we'll take that approach. But that is going to be the main thing, is I want to start making more features like I did before with that feature called The Good Old Days. I will tell you that I have begun work on a few more, and those should be coming out within some time. Sorry, also my cat is going absolutely insane right now in the background, and I'm not going to go ahead and stop this from happening. I'm just going to let Carl run around and do what Carl needs to do, which is absolute madness. So with that topic being really covered now, to let you know a little bit of an insight on where Rams Showcase is headed, I did want to let you know as well that we will be doing a fan quesos, but it's going to be a live fan quesos. So we'll schedule that, and I'll definitely give some lead up to that, not just going to randomly pop up live and then go from there. So it's all part of the plan. We'll be getting this going. I'm really excited to bring back just audio versions only. I think that a lot of my passion will be utilized in that sense, and I can use more of my creativity side on the video version of Rams Showcase. That I am also excited to get back to making game trailers and different features, such as The Good Old Days. Like I said, the other ones are already into the works. So I've been kind of rambling here for a little bit, so let's go ahead and hop into the good stuff, all right? The business of episode 1 of season 8 of Rams Showcase, which is very exciting stuff for me. I will say Rams Showcase does celebrate its birthday on the 15th of March. Possible that we do some cool stuff for that, but it does depend on my work schedule, as this is the time of year where that is picking up a little bit. So first, wanted to start with Sports Illustrated. They are falling down as far as reliability goes, and I'm actually surprised to see this because I've been a big Sports Illustrated fan for a long, long time. I used to subscribe to Sports Illustrated, and then, of course, the world became very digital, so I did stop that subscription. But right now, it seems like they're taking more of a sports-only TMZ kind of approach in how they're covering stories, and the catalyst of all this conversation is that Sports Illustrated has predicted that Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald are entering their last seasons in the NFL as far as players slash coaches go. And who knows what would be in the future for any of these people As Sean McVay, of course, looks like he'll be going into television. But Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, we don't really know what life after football looks like for them yet. So, of course, we have no idea what to expect once they do call it quits. They are no longer donning the shoulder pads. But while this is certainly, it could be true, absolutely it could be true that these guys are all entering the final seasons of their NFL careers, it is nothing more than, honestly, quota content at this point. Is exactly what it feels like, because there doesn't seem to be any substance in any of this. Of course, it's just piggybacking off of the stories that we've heard for quite a while now, which is simply, hey, Sean McVay is going to retire. Hey, Aaron Donald's going to retire. And I feel like it's very much piggybacking off of that, those recurring stories without actually any new content, just kind of regurgitated and put out, such as this latest article by Sports Illustrated, where it's kind of selling itself as brand new, which is just honestly is not the case. So it feels like somebody needed an article and decided that instead of waiting for this topic to recycle late in the season or next year's playoffs, to better just go ahead and get a jump on that now so that they can say, hey, I predicted that last season, except for I don't anticipate that all three would be entering their final years. There's no indication that they know right now entering their final season. Like, we have no indication that Aaron Donald is saying, hey, this is going to be it after this, or Matthew Stafford or Sean McVay. Of course, Matthew Stafford is coming up to the end of his career. We kind of knew that when we brought him in. Sean McVay, though, he could coach for the next 40 if he wanted to. Aaron Donald, he's obviously in good enough shape to play for years to come as well. So there's just no actual indication except for just this random, what I would guess is just a guess, that potentially these guys could be entering their final years. Because at this time also, if you say this in, you know, February of 2023 and none of them retire, you can say, well, that was a long time ago. Things have changed. So there's really no harm, no foul when it comes to writing an article like this. And I mention any of this anyway because I used to write articles, and this is the kind of stuff that I would search for if there was nothing to talk about. Oh, say, well, what's a rumor that came up and then went away? Let's go ahead and see if we can get that going again. So Sports Illustrated, unfortunately, kind of losing some credibility with stuff like this. Let's go ahead and take a look at the coaching staff as the Indianapolis Colts hire Shane Steichen from the Eagles, and with the Cardinals filling their head coaching job with the other Eagles coordinator. There are currently no NFL head coaching jobs available, and that does mean that Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris is scheduled to stay. I will say that based on the intro videos and everything that we've gotten from Gannon with the Arizona Cardinals, I got to say, as a fan of a divisional rival team of the Cardinals, I absolutely love this hire. That guy has absolutely no idea what he's doing, at least in press conferences and introduction videos. He opened his very first video with "What's up, Bird Gang," which is, of course, an Eagles quote, and then also felt the need to let us know that he is the head coach of the now Arizona Cardinals. He was very adamant about letting us know, even though this was posted by the official Cardinals social media pages. So this guy, though, clearly it looks like he's in a little over his head. I think this would be the hire that I would relate to this last year of being the Nathaniel Hackett. What was Gannon actually doing out there? He also did just guide the Eagles into a terrible performance in the Super Bowl. And that's just, maybe I'm being critical because it's a Cardinals head coach now, but let's not pretend like that great regular season didn't come to a very anticlimactic close with having a lot of struggles against a quarterback who really had one ankle. Obviously, you got to credit the Chiefs and all that. They did a great job this season, but to have your worst performance be the last game of the year in a Super Bowl, you obviously don't want that. The Rams saw that just a few years ago with their offense when they took on the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. So either way, though, I say all that to say that Raheem Morris does look to be sticking around as the Rams defensive coordinator. And where does this hurt the LA Rams? Well, Morris's defensive style, it's struggled to get turnovers, and it doesn't allow the Rams offense to get out on the field and do what they do best, which is put up points. This offense is definitely explosive. Don't let this last season fool you. With the injuries that the Rams saw on the offensive side of the football this year, it was going to be hard for anybody to keep that going. When you look at the Rams offensive line and just the injuries that we saw up front, and then, of course, we start four different quarterbacks this year. Your three of your top four wide receivers go down. It's just not a good situation. And then that mess with the running back situation. And I know that Cam Akers ended the season really well, but you also had that time in there where he was healthy, but not even reporting to the team. Just some different things going on there. But either way, the Rams offense was not getting a fair shake because this defense was just being on the field a little bit too much. And I know that I've talked about it all season long. I know a lot of people have talked about it. I know there are some people that really like Raheem Morris and his defensive style. I don't necessarily get it, and I've yet to get an actual answer that I can accept as legitimate argument for Raheem Morris and that really soft style defense. And of course, great in the red zone. So of course, credit where credit is due. But there was too many times where the Rams offense just seemed to not be on the field enough. It's hard to let Cooper Kupp score touchdowns when he's on the sideline holding his helmet in his hand. So I think that that's where that hurts the Rams is that we see, again, this soft scheme entering another season. So I was really hoping that Raheem Morris would get hired. At this point, I would take almost anybody over Raheem Morris that is currently on the Rams staff. But hey, you know what? It's not my call. And the fact that Raheem Morris is going to be the Rams defensive coordinator again, well, hey, let's go Raheem. I don't want him to do poorly just so I can say, I told you so. I would rather have him do well and I can eat my words and the Rams actually play good football. Where this helps, though, on the Rams is continuity. It's very nice to have continuity. Players seem to really like Raheem Morris, although I will kind of twist that just a touch, whether you like this one or not. Players also really liked, Jeff Fisher. So take that for what you will. But with Morris staying, maybe that increases the percentage of guys like Jalen Ramsey returning, who I don't think is going to be leaving. I'll say that players like him. So maybe that does help in that regard as well. I will say these articles are hilarious to me. And it all goes back to my criticisms of Raheem Morris and the softness of this defense and the fact that I did want him to get on out of here. But some of these articles, I'll just read you the titles, which is hilarious to me. And I did read these to let you know. I did go through them and clarify that they were talking about what I thought they were talking about. But here's one of them. It says, four reasons Rams should be thrilled to have Raheem Morris back. The next one, Raheem Morris remains. Don't be discouraged by the news. The following article title is Rams coaching staff. Raheem Morris returning is a good thing for Rams. Okay, if you need to try this hard to convince me that it's a good thing, maybe it's just probably not, though, right? Like, if multiple places are putting out articles trying to convince us that Raheem Morris staying is a good thing, maybe it's just not that true. I'm just going to throw that out there. Maybe it's just not that true if you have to really try to convince us, because he's been here for a few years now. And if him not getting a job leads you to trying to convince the fan base that it's a good thing, I just don't think that I think that that's telling in itself, that it's telling that it's actually not a good thing. And if you like, because if Rams fans were already stoked that he didn't get one of these jobs, you wouldn't need to write articles called Four Reasons the Rams Should Be Thrilled Raheem Morris is Back. That wouldn't exist if we already wanted Raheem Morris back and we were already stoked about it. The fact that he's not gone, and then you try to convince us that it's a good thing that he's back, that's not a good sign. And don't, like, you can't take all this time to try to convince me that something is good when, and then give me, like, super baseline points, like things like the players like him. Well, players liked Jeff Fisher. He's got experience on both sides of the ball. Well, we don't need him on one side of the ball. He's our defensive coordinator. He's our DC. We don't need him to worry about the offense. His scheme is good against the run. Does that have, maybe it has nothing to do with the roster, or am I crazy here? Do the Rams have a really sick defensive line, great linebackers like Bobby Wagner behind that great defensive line, Ernest Jones and Bobby Wagner alone, and then they've got Aaron Donald in front of them, and then you also have the number one player against the run in your secondary in Jalen Ramsey. But yeah, it's all Raheem Morris's scheme. It's all Morris all the time. I guess I just don't get that. Also, did want to let you know, I am thrilled about this hire that we actually heard about today as date of recording, which is the 16th of February. We got Aubrey Pleasant back. And if you've listened to Rams Showcase for years, you know I am a massive Aubrey Pleasant fan. I think this is a great coach. He's going to be the defensive pass game coordinator and DB's coach again. And this excites me. I wanted Raheem Morris. I didn't want Raheem Morris to leave. And then when he did leave and he got fired by the Lions, I was already tweeting about it back then. It was like, bring him back to the Rams. And then, of course, he went to the Packers. It didn't end up working out there. And then he was out and now back with the Rams. And I got to say, I am so stoked about that hire. Another hire to absolutely be thrilled about, the Rams did hire former Bills assistant offensive line coach Ryan Wendell. He is now the Rams offensive line coach. And the Rams didn't bring back Carberry, who did find a home in New Orleans. So that position was open anyway. It wasn't like somebody was, you know, like it wasn't like an awkward situation where he comes in and then we got to find a role for him, anything like that. The position was open. And Wendell, he was the assistant offensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills. And the offensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills is a name that you might remember, which is Aaron Cromer, who did coach the Rams offensive lines before and did a great job. So the fact that Aaron Cromer gave his endorsement of Ryan Wendell to coach the Rams offensive line, I think that is just a real crispy. His endorsement here is a good thing to know about when it comes to our new offensive line coach who was his assistant. I think this is an absolutely awesome move. So we got some two really, really strong assistant coaches on this coaching staff in recent days, with Aubrey Pleasant coming back to coach the DBs and now Ryan Wendell to coach our offensive line. I think that those are two very, very strong hires. Of course, also Mike LaFleur coming in for offensive coordinator. But I got to be honest, Sean McVay is the offensive coordinator, right? I mean, like, what impact did dude have last year? I'm already blanking on his name. That's how that is how little the impact was already. And Mike LaFleur, at least we get that that quote again, cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. We get to use that again, which is very exciting. And hopefully that this he can bring some kind of assistance. Liam Cohen, that was the name. I don't know why I was blanking on that so hard. Anyway, Mike LaFleur, though, hopefully he can have some kind of flair to this this offense. Of course, he comes from the Jets, who that's not super exciting. But either way, I think that the Jets did overall better than a lot of people expected. So maybe that's a good thing of Mike LaFleur coming over.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, let's switch gears here. I wanted to talk about some names, about some guys that maybe the Rams could save some cap space with, who could be on the move. We will do the who stays and who goes. We'll do that in video form. Hopefully I can get that done sooner rather than later, as, of course, we already have gotten a few notifications on different teams bringing different guys back. So I would like to get this video out sooner rather than later. But I do want to do it in video form. Worst comes to worst, I will pump it out in audio, but that is the goal. But for now, let's take a look at some guys under contract who the Rams could be willing to move to potentially free up some space. And not all of these are names that I want to necessarily throw out, but they're names that we've heard. They're names that are popping up in articles or different rumors, not necessarily the words in this segment do not necessarily reflect the ideas of the host of this podcast. All right, so we're just going to go over some stuff. Outside linebacker Leonard Floyd. He is 30 years old and still extremely productive for the Rams. He could save $15.5 million if cut after June 1st, which is tough on him. You'd rather do that pre, just so that he can have a chance to actually do free agency, all that stuff. But with that amount of savings, that's definitely intriguing. But filling that hole would be quite the journey, and I'm not sure it's guaranteed that that could happen this offseason. Just because we let go of a guy like Leonard Floyd does not necessarily mean that we could just fill that role with a young guy or sign a free agent that would absolutely have that same production. Although you got to consider that Leonard Floyd is in a position that is, historically speaking, under or with a guy like Aaron Donald, that is a productive position, which is at least helpful. This name being popped around as well, linebacker Bobby Wagner. This saves $8 million with a post-June 1 cut, and that's just not enough for me to justify it, honestly. And it's less if you do a pre-June 1st cut, which would be beneficial to him. Simply, again, that's because you want to give him time. But that $8 million, that's just not enough to justify it. If you offered me, which is essentially what you're doing here, $8 million in cap space, or I can have Bobby Wagner on my roster next season, I'm taking Bobby Wagner all day, every day. Not even a discussion. I don't even need to think about it. I'm not consulting anybody about this. My answer is Bobby Wagner. If those are the two choices that I have, all day, every day, no question about it. Give me Bobby Wagner instead of $8 million in cap space, no matter what. All right. That's a draft day reference, no matter what. Next up, we've got offensive lineman Joseph Noteboom. He does save $8.5 million with a post June 1 cut. Also, not a whole lot in the grand scheme of things, but this is the complete opposite emotion as I have with Wagner. With this offer, go ahead and give me the cap savings. Go ahead and give me that $8.5 million in cap space instead of Joseph Noteboom. Before losing Noteboom to injury, he was not really playing that well. Noteboom and Edwards both were struggling before they got hurt. And I hate to say it because I definitely would never wish injury on anybody. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I'll say that side of the line, left tackle, left guard, got better once those two were down. And that's unfortunate to say, but these are players like Ty Nsekhe and Matt Skura who came in, and don't get me wrong, I like Noteboom and Edwards, but Skura and Nsekhe, they played great. No word yet on if Nsekhe is going to go ahead and retire, but he is getting up there as far as age. I want to say he was 38 throughout the season this year. Skura, also a veteran, so we'll see what happens there, but I would say Noteboom probably coming back. I don't think that's a move the Rams would make, although it does make a little more sense to me than Bobby Wagner for sure. And we'll talk about Allen Robinson here. This is a name I've seen bounced around, but it actually saves no money outside of a post June 1 trade would actually give the Rams any kind of cap space at all. There's no savings outside of that scenario after June 1st, and it has to be a trade. Cutting him saves no money. And I doubt that any team would want to do that, especially the way his contract looks like, and you don't want to move assets at that time of the year. That's just not a very, especially a guy coming off of a down year. That's not the time you're trying to trade draft picks, anything like that. It's post June 1. You're kind of looking ahead to training camp. So that move just seems very unlikely. I would be very surprised if Allen Robinson is not on the Rams roster come the time for the season. And we'll go ahead and wrap this up with cornerback Jalen Ramsey. It does save $4.5 million with a post June 1 cut, and $17 million with a post June 1 trade. So that would be the option if the Rams are going to take it. I doubt that the Rams could pull off a sick trade here simply with the cap numbers involved. But if they did, it would probably be another one of those trades where it feels like we aren't getting enough in return. This has happened before, i.e. Bobby Trees with Robert Woods. But ultimately, I think that Jalen Ramsey stays a Ram this season. Those savings numbers, they jump quite a bit next season, though, with the pre-June 1 cut or trade. Maybe just to be emotionally ready for Jalen Ramsey to be gone next season. I just don't think it happens this year. He is very blatantly going to do whatever he can to someday play with Derwin James someday, and I do think that does happen. I'm not sure it happens in L.A. in any capacity. Of course, Derwin James being the Chargers safety at this time. But I'm guessing that maybe 2024 we could see that. Maybe it is the Chargers. Maybe it is the Rams. I would guess it's not going to be the Rams. Simply cap numbers being involved. And I would think that anywhere, if these two are to play together in any capacity, I would say that both of them probably need to take a pay cut, as they both are pretty solid cap hits. So also, we've seen a lot about Jalen Ramsey and these comments from Kevin Demoff coming out and I think his words are being twisted. You see some comments saying like, oh yeah, look out. Kevin Demoff didn't rule out a trade for Jalen Ramsey. I mean, he didn't rule out a trade for Jalen Ramsey, but he also didn't say, hey, Jalen Ramsey, he's someone we want to trade. that's not the case. What happened? The conversation, the comment that was made was very much, we get calls on all of our good players, but you know, we'll see what happens. We'll of course take a look at everybody and see what the best case scenario is. That to me, this is my new barometer. All right. If it doesn't feel like Les Snead saying if it doesn't feel like Les Snead saying Jared Goff is our quarterback right now, then I don't really buy it. I feel like we've known this team enough. Like, we've heard enough from this team. We know Sean McVay. We know Les Snead. We know Kevin Demoff. We know Stan Kroenke. When they make certain comments, we as fans, I think, and maybe it's me, maybe there's only a couple of us out there, but I feel like we can take those comments and decide if it's total bogus or if there's actually some weight to it. And I got to say, the stuff with the Kevin Demoff comments, I don't think that there was any weight to that saying that Jalen Ramsey's on his way out. Of course, he's not going to get cut. That would make no sense. The Rams wouldn't save any money. So saying that he says that we wouldn't cut him, that is not blowing minds. All right. You're not blowing any minds, whatever your website is. I forgot the website that I'm trying to trash talk right now. I already forgot what it is. But the articles that are being written are very, very picky about what they talk about with Kevin Demoff and the comments about Jalen Ramsey. And I'm just going to say, it's all bogus, all right? The comments are being twisted, they're being exaggerated, and there's one particular writer that is doing it a lot right now, and I'm not about it. If it continues, I will call out by name, but at this time, I'm just going to go ahead and keep it pretty quiet as far as that goes, and we'll just kind of say, don't believe every article you read about Jalen Ramsey, all right? Let's wait until we have some actual concrete evidence on what's going on. Could he not be a Ram? Could he get traded? Absolutely. That's totally possible. And I'm not going to sit here and say that if he does, that I'm wrong and I'm going to be like, oh, I got to eat my words or whatever, because it's very possible. We've seen this team do all kinds of crazy stuff. All right. That shouldn't blow anybody's minds. But to say that Jalen Ramsey, like, hey, Demoff didn't rule out a trade. I mean, no, he didn't, but he also was not hinting at a trade coming. So how about we just rein it all in and just wait for things to happen? Why do we have to guess what happens? Why do we always have to know ahead of time what's going to happen? Why can't we just wait to see what happens and then talk about that? Why do we always have to guess? Why does everybody have to know what's coming first? So you could be like, hey, I got that. I was right. Cool, man. That's awesome. I don't know what that does for anybody, though. So sweet. Congratulations on guessing something correctly. Nobody actually cares but you. So sweet. All right. And now I'm done being a jerk. And that's how we're going to end the episode 1 of season 8 of Rams Showcase, as me kind of being a jerk, a passive aggressive punk to a person who writes articles who I've followed for a very long time. And I've read so many articles by this person for years now. And now is when I decide this is the hill I'm going to die on. The Jalen Ramsey hill is the one. It's here. It's here now. This is the one that I'm going to die on. Because I think that it's being blown out of proportion. The Rams, honestly, they're not giving us a lot to talk about right now, and I think that that's what all of this is. You get the stuff with Sports Illustrated talking about the retirements, the potential retirements next year. We don't need to talk about potential retirements in February for next year. How about we just chill on that? We don't have to talk about that right now. Why would we do that right now? There's a whole season to play. There's a whole draft in free agency period and training camp and preseason and season and playoffs to go. Well, how about we let those happen before we start talking about retirement? Why are we trying to jump to the end? Why are we always trying to jump to the end? When football, it doesn't end. It just doesn't end. That's the cool part about it. We won the Super Bowl. Guess what? We tried to do it again. It didn't work, but that was the goal, just to do it again. That's why I love this sport. It just never ends. It just continues. All right. Now it's done. Right. So, just a quick reiteration here on the future of Ram Showcase, which is going to be very, very different. All right. So, Ram Showcase, the podcast, is going to continue, and it is going to be exactly what it always has been, but audio only. The YouTube channel is going to be converting and will be a different feel to it. I'm no longer going to be just a talking head on YouTube. I don't feel the need to do that. I want to create some more stuff. I want to use my creative brain power and create some other things and tell some stories. I want to be a little bit more of a storyteller with the YouTube channel. So that is where that direction is headed. And I'm excited to continue to do the podcast, but I'm very excited to be able to mess with that stuff and just kind of and use different things. I guess... My whole point here is Ram Showcase podcast has been a audio version and a video version, but it's been those things have been the same thing. Just one you can look at and the other one you can close your eyes and it doesn't change a thing. So I want to change those. I want to make them different entities and have them kind of go hand in hand with each other. We'll also get heavier into graphics. I would like to pump out more graphics, better graphics, and stuff like that. And honestly, I think taking away the time that editing the video version of the Ram Showcase full podcast, I think the time that that will open up for me will allow me to be able to do this. And I will say this as well. This is kind of my disclaimer on everything. The last few seasons, the Rams and the Ram Showcase has eaten my entire life during football season. And as much fun as I have doing this, as much fun as I have with the Rams, and I'm obviously going to be a fan forever. I'm going to continue to watch every single play, every single game, not miss anything. But as far as the Rams Showcase aspect of it goes, I cannot ignore the rest of my life during football season just because I have a podcast. I just can't do that anymore. And when you're the only person that does any work on a podcast, that it does eat up quite a bit. And I know that some people out there know exactly what that entails, and not everybody does. And that's okay. You don't have to understand exactly where I'm coming from. Either way, that's where I'm sitting at. So that is just about it for me. Again, follow Ram Showcase on social media, @RamShowcase, just about everywhere. Those graphics are going to be a lot more critical now, a lot more important, a lot more present as far as the draft process and all that stuff goes. So we'll be pumping that all out. So make sure you follow there at Ram Showcase on Twitter. Is going to be a lot more active starting now as well. So that's where you're going to want to be at. Any suggestions as well, I'm definitely open to that. I am one brain, and it is always great to have some other things to bounce some stuff off of. So you can follow myself as well at Sheriff Joe Bags. I'll be honest, on the Instagram right now, it's a big push for my day job, which I work at a radio station. So it's a lot of posting my pictures with like band members and stuff like that. So if that's what you're interested in as well, give me a follow at Sheriff Joe Bags. But that is going to do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This has been Rams Showcase. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you who are Rams fans, thank you so much for listening, and go Rams.